dragon's eggs from the shadow lands beyond Ashai, said Magister Illyrio. The Eards have turned them to stone, yet still they burn bright with beauty. I shall treasure them always. Danny had heard tales of such eggs, but she had never seen one, nor thought to see one. It was a truly magnificent gift, though she knew that Illyrio could afford to be lavish. He had collected a fortune in horses and slaves for his part in selling her to Khal Drogo. The Khal's blood riders offered her the traditional three weapons, and splendid weapons they were. Hago gave her a great leather whip with a silver handle, Kahalo a magnificent arrack chased in gold, and Kotho a double-curved dragon-bone bow taller than she was. Magister Illyrio and Ser Jorah had taught her the traditional refusals for these offerings. This is a gift worthy of a great warrior, O blood of my blood, and I am but a woman. Let my lord husband bear these gifts in my stead. And so Khal Drogo, too, received his bride gifts. Other gifts she was given in plenty by other Dothraki. Slippers and jewels and silver rings for her hair, medallion belts and painted vests and soft furs, sand silks and jars of scent, needles and feathers and tiny bottles of purple glass, and a gown made from the skin of a thousand mice.